AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An armed man demanding to see Governor Evers twice on Wednesday is in what's called protective custody in a Madison hospital. The Department of Administration says the shirtless man arrived at the Capitol Information Desk with a handgun at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, demanding to see Evers. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back to the Capitol Square with a rifle at 9 o'clock at night. Today, Governor Evers applauded the work of the Capitol Police.
The Capitol Police took control of the situation, and so it's over. But yeah, it's always something that is things you don't want to see happen.
Governor Evers was not in the building either time. The case appears to be the latest in a series of violent threats against public officials nationwide. Opinions about state government funding for American Family Field are being aired at a public hearing in suburban Milwaukee. Terry Bell reports.
The bill would take $400 million from the state through taxes on baseball players' salaries. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would chip in $200 million, and another $100 million would come from the Brewers. The team would agree to stay in Milwaukee for another 27 years. The bill would also winterize American Family Field to host events year-round. There's disagreement over how much professional sports benefits a city or a state economically, and over how much taxpayers should have to pay to support them. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The U.S. Ag Department is announcing $23 million in awards to support dairy farmers and businesses in the Midwest. Brian Winnikins reports from the World Dairy Expo in Madison.
$7 million of that $23 million has been allocated to Wisconsin. Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, made the announcement at World Dairy Expo.
Combined for the Midwest will total be about $40 million since 2019 that we've invested here in Midwest production for dairy innovation.
The initiatives support small and mid-sized dairy businesses in the development, production, marketing, and distribution of dairy products. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has nearly $7 million in the bank for her re-election bid. The Democratic incumbent reports raising $3.1 million in the most recent three-month fundraising period. The Republicans running against her so far are Western Wisconsin financial advisor Stacy Klein and UW-Stevens Point student Rajani Ravindran. Other Republicans who might run are Madison businessman Eric Hovde or former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I am Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. It's harvest season, and that means slow-moving farm equipment on the roads. To help raise awareness and potentially save lives, slow-moving vehicle signs are available for free to farmers. The Wisconsin DOT reported 136 crashes between motorists and farm vehicles in the state last year. These crashes resulted in 2 deaths and 50 injuries. Orange triangles help make farm equipment more visible. Drivers should also be on the lookout this time of year, especially for farm equipment moving slower than the normal speed of traffic. Friday is National Kids Music Day. The students at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids are learning how to keep rhythm during their music classes. Kids Music Day is celebrated on the first Friday of October to inspire kids to include music into their daily lives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight, game 2 in the playoffs. Good evening from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Diamondbacks finishing up batting practice here, where it's game 2 in the wild card playoffs between the Crew and the D-backs. Manager Craig Counsell on this could be the last game of the season for the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's, you know, in a three-game series, you lose game 1, your back's up against the wall, and you've faced adversity, and we got to respond to it. It's simple as that. So, and we got to just come out and play a good game.
The Brewers reached base 17 times last night, yet only scored 3 runs in that 6-3 loss. Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovello after winning game one.
You know, you get a pitcher like Corbin Burns out of the game in the fifth inning, you're doing a lot right. And he's not winning, you've done a lot right. So I felt like we had a really good game plan.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich on his message to the clubhouse.
It is what it is. You know that that's the situation you're going to be in. You can't really worry about anything. You know there's going to be any kind of crazy scenario, but I think we're a very talented team, and you just got to go play.
So tonight it's Freddy Peralta against the Diamondbacks' Zach Gallen. First pitch at 6:08 this evening. NFL, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says he's confident he has the support of the team's ownership. The Bears have now lost a franchise record 14 games in a row, and they'll be looking for their first win of the season when they face Washington tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. In Green Bay, David Bakhtiari expected to address reporters on what's next for him after being placed on IR. Matt LaFleur asked about how Dave's replacement, Rashid Walker, has been doing at left tackle.
For the most part, he's done a pretty good job. I think there's certainly things that he needs to clean up. But I think for a guy going out there, not quite sure, and I thought he's held up pretty well. So, and I anticipate him continuing to get better. The more he plays, the better he should get.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2. That makes it the happier, happy hour. Now I'm rolling into it. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. We don't have to give way for Brewers baseball tonight, Tom.
No, I don't worry about that for a while.
The Bucks preseason starting this weekend. Check your local listings. Civic Media providing Bucks coverage in 6 new Wisconsin media markets all across the state. But Tom, we do the politics mostly. And I got to tell you, I think former Trump appointees could save us from Donald Trump. Maybe. But it's got to be someone substantial. Let's say the generals. Could the former Trump generals tell us the truth and save us from another Trump term, Dom? I sure do hope so. That's where I want to start. Max Boot over at the Washington Post. I know you've got some coverage as well, but I want to start here. Trump's generals need to warn voters that he is unfit to serve. Max Boot, former conservative columnist. They no longer call anyone conservative over at the Post. 3 years ago, Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg wrote that President Donald Trump had referred to soldiers killed in battle as suckers and losers. Trump immediately called it fake story and said it was a disgrace that the magazine was allowed to publish it. This week, John Kelly, Trump's longest-serving White House chief of staff, confirmed the accuracy of the article, as well as that of a book by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser that quoted Trump complaining that being in the presence of military amputees doesn't look good for me. In a statement released to CNN, Kelly, a retired Marine general who lost his own son in combat in Afghanistan, not only wrote of Trump's disdain for wounded and fallen veterans, but also described Trump as a person that has no idea what America stands for and has no idea what America is all about. A person that has nothing but contempt for our democratic institutions, our Constitution, and the rule of law. Kelly concluded, there is nothing more that can be said. God help us. A little bit more here, Dom. I'm glad Kelly, according to Max Boot, has finally spoken out publicly, but I respectfully disagree with his final point. With Trump leading the Republican primary field by a large margin, there's a lot more that needs to be said. And Kelly is one of the people who needs to say it. He needs to speak out in a much more public and sustained way about the unique threat that Trump poses to American democracy. And he needs to be joined in doing so by two other retired generals who also served in the upper echelons of the Trump administration. Former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, the Mad Dog, right, Tom? And former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. All three men, who are often referred to as Trump's generals, or the adults in the room, have made it clear that they hold Trump in well-justified disdain, as do I.
Cody Mad Dog. Mattis announced his resignation as Defense Secretary in 2018 by releasing a letter that noted Trump did not share his views about treating allies with respect and was not clear-eyed about both malign actors and strategic competitors, a reference presumably to Trump's well-known affinity for dictators Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un.
I don't know why he would, though.
In June of 2020, at the height of the protests over the murder of George Floyd, Trump marched through Washington's Lafayette Square, which had been cleared of peaceful protesters, for a bizarre photo op with General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mattis subsequently issued a statement in which he wrote, quote, "Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us. We must reject and hold accountable those in office who would make a mockery of our Constitution." Max Boot writes, "McMaster has been a bit more circumstanced, but he has condemned Trump for aiding and abetting Putin's efforts to undermine U.S. democracy and for telling the Proud Boy militia to stand back and stand by. No leader," McMaster said, "should encourage any group that is based on a narrow identity that aims to supersede our identity as Americans. The danger Trump poses to our democracy might not matter to his cult followers. For many of them, it's a selling point. But it's a different matter when it comes to general election voters who remain up for grabs. With Trump and President Biden essentially tied in head-to-head matchups, the Wall Street Journal's polling shows that 26% of the electorate remains undecided between the two candidates, hard as that might be to believe." It is very difficult to believe, Max.
Undecided voters. Can't trust them, Dom.
"It is those voters who will determine the fate of American democracy, and many of them don't follow the news closely. Almost none of them, I'm sure, have heard of Kelly's latest statement denouncing Trump. Kelly, Mattis, and McMaster, joined ideally by other disaffected Trump appointees, such as former National Security Advisor John Bolton, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, and former Attorney General Bill Barr, need to mount an unfit-to-serve tour targeting early primary states and general election swing states. They need to spend every free minute over the next year alerting undecided voters to the danger of electing Trump again before it's too late. It would be unprecedented for such high-level appointees to warn that the president they served poses a danger to U.S. democracy. Kelly, Mattis, and McMaster, all as generals who have devoted their lives to serving the country, have particular standing to make the case in a way that might make apathetic voters take notice. Simply issuing written statements is not enough. They need to go on TV and on the stump to get the message out. It's pretty clear in the focus groups that when swing voters backslide towards Trump, it's because they're hazy on what they hate about him and are frustrated about the economy," Sarah Longwell, an anti-Trump Republican strategist, told me. "A stark reminder from respected generals can remind swing voters why their hesitation about Trump, why their hesitation about Biden pale in comparison to their fears of putting Trump back in the White House."
Dominic, I get night sweats.
"Knowing Kelly, Mattis, and McMaster as I do," Max Boot writes, "I am sure all three of them will resist this advice for a variety of reasons, the most important being that they have been inoculated with the ethos that military must remain absolutely, resolutely apolitical. This is a noble impulse, but they served Trump in a political, not military, post, even if McMaster remained on active duty. They're in a different category from the two chairmen of Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Trump administration, Dunford and Milley, who plainly share the trio's concerns about Trump's unfitness to serve. It would indeed be inappropriate for Dunford or Milley to campaign against Trump, but it would not be would not only be appropriate for Kelly, Mattis, and McMaster to do so, it is imperative that they do so. This would be one last duty they could perform for the country they love, to save us from a candidate who Milley, in his retirement ceremony last month, rightly referred to as a wannabe dictator." wannabe dictator. Max Boot writing in the Washington Post.
If he were only a little better at it, he probably could have succeeded and may still try again, Dom. And that's the concern, right? I only half joke. You know, I do feel a sense of angst that a Trump presidency would bring back a chaos that this nation lived through for 4 years, man. I can't say they were great days.
I get that. And, you know, there's legitimate concern. And I agree with Boot in that regard. You know, these are folks that were there. They know. I mean, there were the adults in the room. Certainly they should speak up. You know, they serve their country. You think this would be something important to them. And I totally agree. Something just to be said about, you know, issuing a written statement versus getting up, you know, in front of the room and saying the things and asking and taking questions and reiterating over and over and over. Tell them once, tell them twice, tell them three times. I mean, I don't know on which category.
Go on Fox News, go on 60 Minutes, go on everything.
Everywhere. And everybody who was involved in any way, shape, or form should. I mean, this guy is a rapist. This guy is a fraudster. This guy tried to overthrow the government, man. I mean, let alone the policy, you know, bungles he had, you know, the family separation stuff, right? This man is not worthy. This man is dangerous. And there is literally zero redeeming qualities about this guy. I mean, he ran through peaceful protesters with, I think it was Millie they mentioned, to hold up a Bible upside down in front of the burned out church that didn't want him there in the first place. Who does that, man? I mean, this is a man out of control. And thankfully, he's starting to get his comeuppance. But I just really don't understand these Republicans on why they think for some reason, somehow, some way, that Donald Trump is the guy to lead them in 2024. Based on what?
Well, Dominic, I would point out to you, and I don't say this with any glee, but the rapist part and the fraudster part. I mean, if those are the character flaws that Republicans are going to hold against Donald Trump, why didn't they hold it against Donald Trump in 2016? We've known this since the Access Hollywood thing. Guy confessed to Billy Bush. You know, if you're a star, they just let you do it. You tic-tac up, and then you take them furniture shopping. They knew this about Trump. Paul Ryan disinvited Trump from the first CD here in the state of Wisconsin. The Fall Fest, right? That was the big slap on the wrist for the Access Hollywood faux pas. But when Trump got elected, Paul Ryan, now the lesser seen former speaker, well, he just merged their agendas, Tom. They were all okay with those characteristics in the man when they voted for him the first time and the second time.
Well, it's one thing.
Those are not the things that are going to prevent the electorate.
I understand that, man, but I would make a distinction. It's one thing about the bluster of, you know, a guy talking to another guy about his exploits of sexual assault. It's an entirely different thing to be convicted in a court of law or of being liable for rape. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a different thing. So some folks who may have initially rejected that might come around and say, wow, he really did that. And you know, and that case isn't done. E. Jean Carroll gets another crack at it because Trump will keep his mouth shut and he keeps on saying incorrect, illegal, wrong things about her, slandering her. She's going to get more money from the guy, from her abuser, who's been now, what, convicted of it. So it's a little different than talking trash on a bus.
Well, first and foremost, I suspect he hadn't paid a nickel yet. That's why it's on appeal. And second of all, the second defamation suit from E. Jean Carroll against Trump, effectively for repeating the same lie that he never sexually assaulted her. But again, that ain't enough. You sent me a little something from the ABC News, Dom. What about swapping state secrets? Just telling people just because you can. Would that undermine the future presidency of Donald Trump? Perhaps. Come back, we'll tell you about it.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 51. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 36. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Who sailed to sea.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. You can also download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can just hit a button, it'll automatically call. Hit another button, it'll automatically text. Join the Devil's Advocates.
ABC News reporting, Dom. Donald Trump allegedly discussed U.S. nuclear subs with a foreign national after leaving the White House. Lots of talk of submarines and their ability to creep up next to, what, Russian subs? And how many warheads they carry, Dom? This guy can't keep his mouth shut, can he? I mean, I know. I am not a great keeper of secrets. Banned from answering the phone. But I never had the nuclear football, man.
Would you rise to the presidency, Crudy? I mean, would you think it'd be a big deal? Do you think they would, alter your behavior a bit, knowing the responsibility that you have in that office? I think you would, man. I think you would. Trump didn't, can't, won't.
I'm not clear that I would. I'm a small man in many ways, like Trump. You need a better man to be president. Better man than I. I love Barack Obama. He was a better man than I. Trump, less.
Less so, for sure.
ABC News, and we see you, Andrew from D-Town, man. Hang tight for just a bit and be like Andrew. Join us, 844-967-2789. A little of the coverage from the ABC News. Months after leaving the White House, former President Donald Trump allegedly discussed potentially sensitive information about U.S. nuclear subs with a member of his Mar-a-Lago club, an Australian billionaire. Well, they got that in common, question mark? An Australian billionaire who then allegedly shared the information with scores of others, including more than a dozen foreign officials, several of his own employees, and a handful of journalists, according to sources familiar with the matter. The potential disclosure was reported to special counsel Jack Smith's team, and they investigated Trump's alleged hoarding of classified documents at the Mar-a-Lago. The sources told ABC News the information could shed further light on Trump's handling of sensitive government secrets. The paperwork crimes, Dom? Well, you always ask me, because I always diminish these crimes relative to the more substantial crimes I think Trump will eventually be proven guilty of. But anyways, the paperwork crimes, the classified documents he was hoarding at the Mar-a-Lago. I always told you it'd be a bigger deal if he was disseminating that information. I just didn't know it'd be to random club members at the Mar-a-Lago.
Well, that's all we know now, dude. We don't know what we don't know.
Prosecutors and FBI agents have at least twice this year interviewed the Mar-a-Lago member, Anthony Pratt, who runs the U.S.-based Pratt Industries, one of the world's largest packaging companies. In those interviews, Pratt described how looking to make conversation with Trump during a meeting in Mar-a-Lago, April 2021, he brought up the American submarine fleet. Don't we all, you and I, we play Battleship and talk about the submarine fleet all the time, Tom. He brought up the American submarine fleet, which the two had discussed before. Told ABC News.
You know, this is like a follow-up conversation? What was said in the first conversation?
He's been interviewed a couple times. Jack Smith's team would know, Dom, but I can only go what the ABC News is reporting. According to Pratt's account, as described by these sources, Pratt told Trump he believed Australia should start buying its subs from the United States, to which an excited Trump, leaning towards Pratt, as if to be discreet, told Pratt two pieces of information about U.S. submarines, the supposed exact number of nuclear warheads they routinely carry, and exactly how close they supposedly can get to a Russian submarine without being detected. I suspect it's close. In emails and conversations after the meeting with Trump, Pratt described Trump's remarks.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Dino! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
administration?
I got to tell you.
Seems George a little conflicty.
People are jumping all over this story. Again, breaking news from ABC News. Here's what George Conway said to everyone who has accused P01135809 of selling the nation's secrets should profusely apologize. Out of innate charity, he gives them away for free.
Literally telling state secrets just cause he knows some. And the guy he's telling them to is like the town Karen gossip here, right? This guy told everybody, this Australian billionaire. And you wonder, how many people did Trump tell before he told that guy?
Well, and all the other things that Trump has known from our secrets, our crown jewels, as it were, it related to how many other folks? I mean, whether or not they're just club members or, you know, his lover out in North Korea or his boss at the Kremlin. Now, of course, these are serious questions, and let alone forget the $2 billion the Saudis gave Jared. You know, and of course, Trump says he can sell all his properties for whatever he wants for the Saudis. Well, they wouldn't do that for free. Nobody does anything for free. Donald Trump, you know this.
Well, some things are worth more than money, Dom, like state secrets. 844-967-2789. Andrew from Detroit, appreciate your patience, sir. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey guys. First, I want to preface my first comment. I don't necessarily trust the Secret Service, but anyone that does have Secret Service protection, I'm thinking of the generals, the former chiefs of staff, yes, they should do a national tour telling what they know. Now a warning? But anyway, they should do that. But anybody else, I mean, he gets on his Truth Social, whatever the hell it's called, and the things he says just threatens every. I mean, look at Tony Evers today. I mean, not that he threatened, but just the threat goes out against anyone who potentially is against Republicans or MAGAs. So I don't know. I understand why people don't want to come forward, but these generals and whatever, they do need to. And as they go state to state, maybe go to the blue states first or those leaning blue to try to convince the secretaries of state to not allow his name on the ballots. What he's done, he can't run for president. It's illegal. What the 14th Amendment, what 12th Amendment, Article 5, 12th Amendment, what that seditionists are not allowed to run for any office in the country. Dana Nessel, I guess, here in Michigan is working on that, but not fast enough for my pleasure. So,
yeah. Andrew, like we
and it has to be dealt with.
We greatly admire the Attorney General of the state of Michigan, because Dana Nessel is actively pursuing prosecution of the false electors there. No such luck here in the state of Wisconsin, Andrew, be it jurisdictional problems or be it, you know, failure to lead from the Department of Justice. We're just not seeing it here, Andrew. And I don't think we can prevent Trump from the ballot. I've seen the arguments, but I don't think we can keep him off barring a conviction. And I think the only one that would really, really matter, perhaps accepting the state of Georgia, I think if the Fulton County came down, you'd have a good case in Georgia. But if you want to keep him off the ballot everywhere, that's the January 6th trial that starts on March 5th, 2024. That's the Jack Smith trial. Andrew, that's the one that's worth all the marbles.
That's right. But if the blue states alone would keep him off the ballots in the primaries and the he can't get elected. He can't get elected. So even if Wisconsin can't because of gerrymandering, so you can't get districts that can actually vote the popular vote of the state, you know, at least the blue states could keep them off the ballots.
Andrew, my only fear, and I've seen that proposed, and our friend Mark often references the 14th Amendment, Section 3. My only fear with that is that could be a motivator for the Trump electorate as well. A, I'm not clear that it will be successful. There was a lawsuit against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson trying to keep him off the ballot. The Minocqua Brewery Super PAC guy was doing that. Wasn't successful. And no other efforts to keep, be it Madison Cawthorn, MTG, I think she used James Bopp as an attorney. He had some Wisconsin ties as well. None of them have been prevented from being on the ballot. Now, I understand the argument, and I don't disagree with it. But unless you've got a conviction, I don't see it successfully working. And I need plans we can execute. The only plan we can execute, beat them at the ballot box. You can't keep them off the ballot, to my opinion, Andrew, but I'm just one dude.
844-967-2789. Pardon me. Let's keep going on the phones. Brian from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I'm glad you did the story on the guy that went shirtless into the Capitol. I was starting to worry that it might be, since you've canceled CJ for the month, that he might have had a breakdown. And, that was his outlet, was trying to bust into the Capitol.
It is my impression that CJ is mostly a harmless troll. But, you know, his presence not required for the month of October here.
Yes, I get it. I do miss hearing his calls just for the reason that it's fun to hear.
Oh, don't give him, don't invoke him, Brian. It's not going to work like that. We're not bringing the guy on.
Well, it's fun to hear the rubes of Trump and, see what their thought process is and hear them quote things from the right media that everyone knows is false and has been disproved. So,
but it's interesting, Brian, to hear. I'm not clear that they always know it's false and disproved. I mean, we've got a conservative coming up, so stick around. Make sure you listen. But I was listening to Right Wing Talk Radio today, and what we say, if you could basically flip the coin and do a 180 on what we present as fact regarding the fair election here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, supporting it with recounts and legislative audits and Wisconsin Institute and Law and Liberty audits and the declaration by the former Trump administration, safest election in the history, right? But go tell that to Vicky McKenna, because she is taking the exact opposite tact. She had butt crack Kapinga on today. Senator Chris Kapinga, he's anti-butt crack, so I've so labeled him. But had him on today. And they are touting the exact opposite and saying, only we tell you the truth. Of course there was irregularities in the vote in Wisconsin. Of course it was rigged. And I'm thinking, oh my God, up is down, black is white. How would you know if that's your only source of information? If you're listening to Vicky, if you're listening to a guy like Dan O'Donnell, who literally gave testimony at the Assembly Elections Committee report, invited testimony, to go and cast aspersions and create these false premises where maybe a dozen votes across the state could be affected. That didn't change the outcome of any elections. But just creating, sowing that insecurity with the voters is enough justification to do away with absentee ballots, forced voter IDs, and other damn things here in the state of Wisconsin. So I would love to think a well-informed electorate, we're all going to do the right thing. But I'm not so sure that everyone is so damn well-informed. You know, some listen to Vicky and Dan.
844-967-2789. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Let's hear from some of our conservative friends. Lou from Cudahy. Welcome, Lou. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Lou.
What's that guy's name from Minocqua Brewing?
Kirk Bangstad.
Yeah, he got put out of business by the county board up there, didn't he?
I heard that. I think he's still open, but I'm not
really
not fast friends with the man. I worry about my own radio empire here, Lou. What do you got for us, man? I'm not going to defend Kirk today.
Well, I wanted to bring it up because he's the kind of guy who likes to throw his political weight around and then obey ordinances that he doesn't have to obey the law. After all, he's above me. He's a leftist.
I don't disagree with your assessment. I did watch his live-streamed hearing, and there was some evidence presented that he flouted local ordinance. I agree with you in that regard, Lou. So there's honesty, man. Here's the difference. Donald Trump, do you see any guilt there? I mean, we've just seen evidence of guilt presented. The guy has already been found guilty of fraud. Can you give me a little intellectual intelligence and honesty and say, boy, that's a problem?
Hey, part of the problem is you as propagandists and not entertainers are supposed to keep Donald Trump in front of the public's eye at all times. This way you have...
Really, Lou? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Don't insult me as being a propagandist, number one, Lou. And number two, he's leading your party, man. All right? The guy's indicted, first president ever. We can go down the list, Lou. The guy's news, and people like you continue to support him. And I got to know, Lou, when the guy says, and John Kelly comes out, and all you military folks are suckers and losers. I don't want to be around the dirty amputees, Lou. You cool with that, man?
Yeah, are you cool with this?
Are you cool with it, Lou? Come on, man. Answer the question. We listened to you. We talked about things. Answer the question, Lou. Answer the question. I'm going to give you an opportunity to take a breath. I'm not letting you off the hook. You're going to come back. You're going to answer the question. Are you going to join CJ? Are you fine with Donald Trump ripping on the military like that, Lou?
Hey, what do you think about HHS?
Where's
come on, Lou?
Here's what I would say. At least we are honest. I call a spade as often as I can. I call a spade, and I don't fail to see the fault in my team if my team is deserved of fault. But I would strongly compare the faults on our team with the faults on that team. I mean, the guy's got 7 trials between now and Election Day. 4 of them are for criminal charges, 91 indictments. And you're worried about a guy flouting local ordinances? Oh, he's a big shot. Well, you know what? He's not the president of the United States. He's just another little businessman being stepped on by the man, the local authorities. But Lou, what's your guys' excuse? I mean, he tried to overturn the election. He tried to get his own vice president hung. He hates the military. They're suckers and losers. I served this country, Lou. I don't know about you, but I take a little offense from Corporal Bonespurs. And I didn't think any of his kids served either. But I think at least one of the Biden boys did. Might not have been Hunter, but, you know, one of them did. It was Bo. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Try staying on point. If we ask you a question and you answer it, and we answer it, you know, then we'll go back and forth. That's called dialogue.
You give and take. It's like a conversation almost. Talk about propagandists, Lou.
844-967-2789.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit membersadvantagecu.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's membersadvantagecu.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51, overcast skies, partly cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and